We are talking with Bowen Bourne. He is an alumnus of Norwalk and current University of Northern Iowa basketball player. First of all, Bowen, a big thank you for joining me here. We'll start things off by kind of going back in time a little bit. I'll just ask you here, how would you describe your upbringing, you know, through the Norwalk community and the Norwalk basketball program as you, you know, continued to hone your skills and ultimately get to where you are here today?
Yeah, Norwalk was a great place to grow up in and play high school basketball in. I grew up in Portland, Oregon. I'm in Tualatin, little kind of a town just outside of Portland. And so I actually moved to Norwalk in fifth grade. And so Norwalk was just a great community with a lot of great people that, you know, from day one, I felt, you know, accepted and welcomed. And eventually, yeah, I met some of my future teammates that were just, yeah, a bunch of great guys. And so that was one of the things that was super special about Norwalk is just the culture and the atmosphere that surrounded the program. And so, you know, my mom talks about it all the time that she couldn't be more thankful that we did move to Norwalk because we were looking at a couple other towns like Dallas Center Grimes and Valley. And so super glad that I ended up in Norwalk. It was a great experience, high school experience for me, not only just basketball wise, but there's just a lot of good people in Norwalk. And so it was just, yeah, a really good town to kind of grow up in non-basketball and basketball.
Well, speaking of other people in Norwalk, we kind of talked before you went on the air here. Chris Larson was your head basketball coach throughout high school. Talk about your relationship with him, you know, what he meant to you while growing up in Norwalk. And then I guess after that, you know, talk about your thoughts. So when he announced he'd be stepping away from his coaching job.
Yeah. Yeah. Coach Larson is a great guy. One of the best coaches I could have ever asked for. And I think the most important thing that he always kind of taught is like, he was a basketball coach, but more importantly, he was teaching players about, you know, life lessons and how to be good people and kind of the way that he would coach his team. He had core values and there was a lot of things that he did that played a huge factor in just the environment and the culture that he set up. And, you know, he, yeah, helped lead us to, you know, three consecutive state tournaments and eventually, yeah, state title. And so he was, yeah, just a super big, just help in me becoming who I am as a player, but also a person. You know, he's one of the, you know, best guys, you know, that I've ever met. He's just a really good, down to earth guy that is one of the reasons why Norwalk was so successful. You know, these past couple of years is just because of his ways of teaching and the way that he kind of carried himself. So yeah, I couldn't be more thankful to have him as a coach. And then, yeah, obviously him stepping down. And again, it also kind of says just a lot about who he is. Like, you know, he kind of wanted to watch his daughter's basketball games and his son Grant is at Wartburg for football. And so, you know, realizing the importance of, you know, family and stuff like that was kind of one of the biggest factors for him, kind of stepping away from it. And so that obviously, yeah, says a lot about him as well. You know, like his family is really important to him. And so it was definitely, yeah, it's a little weird to have him not, you know, being the head coach anymore, but Coach Pelzer, who's now going to be the current head coach, is going to do a great job as well. But yeah, just couldn't have enough good things to say about Coach Larson.
Well, what was it like when you were in high school being regarded as one of the top, if not the best high school basketball player in the entire state of Iowa? What was that like for you?
Yeah, I mean, it was fun. Obviously, I didn't really think about that stuff too much, but, you know, kind of sophomore year into junior year into senior year, it all kind of just continued to grow. And like I said before, it's a lot of credit to just the support in Norwalk. You know, every game that we played would just be full to the brim of people, standing room only. And so it was a lot of the credit just to the Norwalk community for supporting me. But yeah, it was definitely cool to you know, be one of the top players, but you know, of the work that you put in, you kind of expect that, you know, you put in a lot of work to be, you know, the best. And so, for me, I never really thought about it too much, but it was, yeah, it was really good to just have a lot of support, you know, not always, you know, kids that are getting a lot of attention and stuff. You know, you don't always see towns, you know, supporting them or, you know, let people just like to hate for no reason. And so, it was definitely good to be in Norwalk just because of the support that I received. It was really, really cool.
And then one more high school related question here before we talk about some UNI stuff. What did it mean your senior year to cap off that season with that state title and ultimately be named the Mr. Iowa Basketball?
Yeah, it was really good. We worked really hard after we lost my junior year in the state final to Oskaloosa, to a really good Oskaloosa team. And so it meant a lot that we were able to kind of fight through a bunch of adversity, because at the end of that year, we obviously dealt with COVID and playing the championship with no fans. And so it was kind of, yeah, ironic. Me and Coach Larson talk about it all the time. Like we played about every game my senior year, just in jam packed gyms, and then had to have the state championship be with, you know, 100 people in the gym at Wells Fargo Arena. It was a little ironic to have that finish, but it definitely was super cool. I look back on it all the time and think of, you know, how great of a time that was and how great of a year that was just for us as a team to kind of fight through, you know, some adversity and ultimately end up, you know, winning the state championship. It was a pretty incredible feeling.
Well, moving on to some things here at UNI, leading up to this past season here, your freshman year, you know, obviously I don't think anyone's going to dispute the fact that you, it was pretty clear that you were good enough to be in a college program, D1, all that kind of stuff. But what did it take for you personally to be able to earn that starting role, you know, from day one all the way up to through the entire season? What did it take to earn that spot?
Yeah, I think it's been something that I've always felt like I've done a really good job to, is just like adjusting to whatever environment that I'm in. And so I kind of dealt with that a little bit in high school, like being a pretty good seventh and eighth grade basketball player to then starting varsity as a freshman. And so I've kind of had similar experiences to that, where I just feel like if I'm thrown in a situation, I can, you know, perform pretty well. And so, yeah, for me, it was putting a lot of work in that summer and kind of the fall before, just to prove, you know, this is, you know, kind of what I do. This is the work that I've put in. And I obviously don't, you know, read too much into, you know, if you're starting or not starting or playing or not playing. For me, it was just trying to continue to get better. And obviously our team dealt with some things. You know, we played the first three games with pretty much a full roster, except for Trey Burhau, who was out with COVID. And so really the whole year, we kind of dealt with some COVID things, and then AJ Green got injured, and then we had another guard go home because of COVID. And so there was some things that we kind of dealt with the freshman year that was pretty tough to deal with. And then to have basically, yeah, just a super young team with players who hadn't played a lot except for, you know, Tywan Pickford and Austin Fife, you know, those were really the only two guys with any type of experience. And so it was good to have that year just to get a lot of experience for guys. And, you know, you kind of look at the wins and loss record and you think it was a bad year, but, you know, we kind of had things rolling at the end. You know, we beat Illinois State three times in the last three games, and then obviously had the season shut down due to COVID. And so there was a lot of adversity as well that we kind of faced. But for me, it was, yeah, it was fun just to get that experience of, you know, playing a lot of minutes versus, you know, really good Division I players. And so I think it's going to be something that's going to help our group grow even more as the season kind of begins to start. And, you know, I've seen it already just with practices up at UNI. Like it's been really fun just to have the whole group back and the whole group healthy. And so it should be an exciting year for us.
Well, so one of the things with last year in the Missouri Valley Conference was the two game sets. You'd play the same opponent, you know, back to back nights. Talk about, you know, what was all different about that? I guess, I don't know, because that's something that really never has never happened before. Just talk about what it was like having to prepare to play the same team, you know, back to back. Any schematic changes or anything like that? You know, what's the story with that?
Yeah, it was definitely weird to be playing teams, you know, back to back like that. And obviously it was to make sure that the MVC played all of their conference games, you know, just that way when you get to the tournament that everybody's kind of got, you know, a fair shot. Everybody's kind of played the same amount of games. And so it was really weird. Yeah. Playing back to back where, you know, you go out and you lose to a team and then you kind of got to make some adjustments and then you're playing them the next day. And so the best thing about it is that, you know, both teams are dealing with it because obviously it's not ideal to play two collegiate basketball games in 2 days. And so it was definitely probably a little bit harder mentally and physically just because you are playing back to backs and then you've got basically a full week of practice instead of, you know, just a couple of days in between practice. And so it was a little different just for the players and the coaches just to kind of have to deal with that because it was, yeah, a completely different schedule. But it was good knowing, you know, if you lost that first game that, you know, you get another chance tomorrow. And so it almost did add a little bit of, you know, kind of competitive edge to it because in that second game, you're just as tired as the other team is. And so there was a lot of, you know, sequences where we would split with teams, you know, win the first one and then they'd come back and beat us in the second one or vice versa. But it was definitely, yeah, a little interesting. And hopefully this year will be a little bit more normal. To where, yeah, you're not having to play too many back-to-backs in a row. But, yeah, it was definitely just a weird year in general.
For sure. Well, you, of course, had a fantastic season yourself. I guess at the top of your mind here, is there any game that kind of stands out as maybe your personal game of the year? Or, I don't know, maybe any other highlights of the season that really stand out to you?
Yeah, I'd probably say, like, the second game at Illinois State. It was, I think it was 2 overtimes or 3 overtimes. And I think I played 48 minutes. I think it was 2 overtimes and I played all but 2 minutes of the game. And so that game was probably one of the most fun that we played in. We kind of came back, started a little slow and came back and ended up winning in double overtime. Had a couple like game tying shots, game winning shots. So it was, that was probably the most fun game for me just, individually, but also as a team, because I felt, you know, at the end of the season there, we really started to click and we really started to make the right reads just defensively and offensively. And so I'd probably say that game sticks out. Yeah. Just like off the top of my head, just to be able to, yeah, kind of feel like you're kind of struggling, kind of hitting a plateau through the season. And then you kind of hit this point where you really start to feel like you're playing pretty good. And so I think that game, that little series at the end of the year, we really started to kind of click just offensively and defensively. So that game kind of sticks out just as a team and individually.
Well, at the end of the season, not only did you win a bunch of accolades from the UNI program itself, but the Missouri Valley Conference named you the Freshman of the Year. What did that mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, I obviously don't pay attention too much to, you know, individual awards. For me, it's always about the team and, you know, trying to win as many games as possible and win an MVC title and, you know, playing the NCAA tournament and that stuff. But, you know, it is also really nice. And it was kind of the same way in high school. Like, it is nice to feel like, you know, your hard work individually is paying off as well. So it is always cool to get, you know, awards, Gatorade Player of the Year, Mr. Basketball, you know, MVC Freshman of the Year, you know, first team all freshman. Like, that stuff is important, but it's not as important as that team accolades. And, you know, I kind of have said this before too, like, you know, you'd give up all your individual awards to, you know, win an MVC title or play in the NCAA tournament and win some games. And so that's kind of the goal for us is to play in the Final Four. And so individual awards are yeah, nice, but I'd trade them in an instant for some team wins and some team accolades as well. So.
Well, definitely. What's the off season been like? Off season in the summertime here, I guess. Are you still in Cedar Falls, or did you come back to Norwalk? What's that looking like for you?
Yeah, so I'm actually my dad has his basketball camp right now, so I'm kind of at home for the month of August until we start school. But I was up at UNI. The whole team was up there in June and July, basically just doing like team practices and team lifts and stuff. And so off season has been really good. It's been really beneficial, I think, for everybody, just to, like I said, we're all back, and AJ's almost completely healthy. He's been able to do a bunch of stuff with us, and so it's been really fun just to have that full team back and everybody on the court all together. And so off season has been really good for us. It's been super exciting, and just makes us super excited for this season, just to you know, finally get a shot with this team, and hopefully kind of have a better year than last year. And but yeah, it's been really good, a really good off season for us.
And you had mentioned a camp going on. Are you doing your own camp? I think I saw something about that, right?
Yeah, I am. So I'm doing that August 16th at Lakewood Elementary. Obviously this NIL stuff all kind of passed, I think, at the start of July. And so I'm actually, yeah, doing a camp. I've got a lot of kids signed up already. So it's going to be, yeah, super fun. I'm super excited for it, and looking forward to it. Just a great opportunity to give back to the community, and, you know, just a one day thing with a couple sessions. And so, it's going to be super exciting just to be able to be back in Norwalk and, you know, kind of give back to the kids and just have a fun day of basketball with them.
Well, that brings up another point, the whole NIL thing. Do you have any other plans to take advantage of that here moving forward?
Yeah, I'm kind of working on a couple things, like some t-shirts. And so I've kind of got a couple other things, but I'm also not doing too much with it. And I think that's what a lot of college athletes are doing. You know, I think kind of finding one or two things that you kind of like to do. So for me, I think I'm going to probably continue to camp for, you know, as long as I can. And obviously I'm probably planning on doing it next year, but just kind of seeing how this first one goes. And you know, if it goes good, I think next year I might do a 3-day camp or do a couple more sessions or whatever. And so yeah, the NIL stuff is obviously a great opportunity for, you know, people like me to just be able to go back and have a basketball camp and be able to just interact and stay in touch with a lot of these, you know, kids and families that you weren't able to do before because all this stuff was not allowed. And so I think that's the biggest thing that I'm, you know, super excited for about it, is just the opportunity to give back to the community that, you know, helped you as well. So should be, yeah, good for just a lot of these kids, me, but also, you know, other athletes who are able to go back to their hometowns. I know a couple of my teammates are also doing camps, and so it's a great opportunity for just stuff like that for athletes to just be able to give back.
Well, and before we wrap up here, I guess initial outlook here for the upcoming college basketball season, what's it going to take for your team now to get back to the top of that Missouri Valley Conference? You know, it's a place that you and I has been there many times before, but like you kind of talked about earlier, what's going to take to kind of rebound from a rocky season you had here last year?
Yeah, I think just from, like I said, the practices and stuff that we've had have all been super competitive. And I think that's the biggest thing, is just being able to have a full team back. And, you know, it makes the scout team more competitive. It makes, you know, everybody just has a more competitive edge. And so obviously when you're getting to practice against, you know, even better players and a full team and a healthy team, it just makes everybody else around you better. And so I think that's going to be something that's going to help us a lot. And just continuing to work hard. You know, I think this group is really special when it comes to working hard and getting extra workouts in or shots up or weight sessions. Like, this is a really, really special group when it comes to that. And so I think all those things will eventually help us. And again, got a great coaching staff who all care about the right things and doing things the right way. And so I think it's going to be a good year for us. And hopefully, obviously, you want to win as many games as possible. And I think this group has a chance to win a lot of games. And so it should be, just a really fun year for us.
All right. Well, I guess, is there anything else you want to share about yourself or UNI basketball or anything else before we wrap up here today?
No, I think we're all good. Appreciate you having me on.
All right. Well, again, that's been Norwalk alumnus and UNI basketball player Bowen Bourne. Bowen, it's been excellent here to talk to you. I really appreciate the time, and best luck here in your sophomore season at UNI.
Yeah, thank you very much.